your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
What's up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore. Welcome back to another episode of Damn Internet, You're Scary. We got very special guests in the house, ladies and gentlemen. First off, let's just do a warm welcome back to our good friend, the homie from St. Louis, former gun runner. Ladies and gentlemen, got St. Angeles in the building.
Those finger pistols.
Yeah. Because she can't sell the real ones no more. She's still on papers. And next, for the first time, ladies and gentlemen, returning for the first time, we got a very special person in the house. She is a dancer, burlesque dancer. She's a contortionist. She's an entertainer. She's a content creator, and she stars in a lot of content as well. Y'all put your hands together and welcome to the show, Miss Candace Kane.
Sweetest of them all.
Hey,
do people call you Candy?
A lot of people call me Candy. Yeah,
it's my mom's name.
That's not my name, but I like it. It's cute.
You have a very captivating smile, Candace Kane.
Thank you.
It is infectious. Like, you see you smile, and I feel like I should be smiling. Like, I'm not smiling enough. Yeah. Dom, you got one of those smiles, too. Y'all both have amazing teeth, amazing smiles.
I grew these myself.
Yeah, they're organic. I can tell.
No veneers?
Congratulations.
Did you ever have braces?
Me neither.
Never had braces?
Hello?
You never had braces either?
Both of y'all look like y'all eat the shit out of some pizza. In a good way.
I will.
Only if it has pineapple.
Yeah.
Whoa, you're one of those people?
Wait, only if it has pineapple?
I cannot eat my pizza without pineapple.
That's
an interesting take. I've never heard somebody that was like, only pineapple.
Only pineapple.
So you do cheese and pineapple. What's your go-to
build one
pizza topping? There's a lot of acidity in that.
Right, this now is what people should ask instead of horoscopes.
Right. How do you like your pizza?
Right.
Yes.
My pizza. I like my pizza, honestly, it's a hot salad. It's on bread. I want artichoke, tomato. Give me some bell peppers and onions, some garlic, the pineapple, of course, a little soy rizo or some type of soy sausage, and vegan cheese, barbecue sauce. I don't like red sauce. I barbecue sauce on my pizza.
I was going to get there with all the vegetables.
Makes sense.
She's that person that, like, you just got to bring your own pizza to the party, because nobody's gonna take that order.
Right.
And be like, man, Pizza Hut ain't got no artichoke. What you want? You're going to get some red pepper, green peppers, some mushrooms, some pineapple, and barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Domino's or Pizza Hut has the vegan cheese. Do they have vegan cheese?
I feel like they don't.
They're like, go somewhere else.
Pizza Rad, Blaze Pizza.
Pizza Rad, Pizza Studios would be fire,
too. Those are the ones I go to.
Yeah, that's fire. All right, well, cool, man. We got some great guests in here today. We were just talking about how Pat thinks that, or thought that Mos was Mos Def's first name, and it was short for Mos Samuel. That just happened, guys.
And Def could have been the stage name, you know?
No.
No. Like, I don't even... This is why I love you.
Talib Kweli? Is he named Talib Kweli?
You mean Talib? Lyrics stick to your ribs?
I mean, if you would have said Mos definitely.
Probably, but they probably come
somewhere wearing a big hat and a blazer.
Mos Def's real name is Dante Terrell Smith.
Wow, that is the most...
Smith?
Not at all.
Super black.
That's hella black,
that's
right?
That's hella black.
What's Talib Kweli's real name?
Because
you know that. I mean, that might be... That sounds like a real name, but...
It does sound like a real name.
I don't think that's his name.
Let's see. No.
What is his name?
What do you think he's doing right now? You think he's in a men's warehouse?
You know, he has a pretty successful podcast. He does that podcast with Jasmine.
And he, never mind.
No, I just meant like right now, not like in general.
Well, I was going to say, I was surprised to see Mos Def on SNL because, you know, he don't, his whole thing would come back to, because he don't want to pay the taxes. So I was surprised that he was on.
What taxes?
Yeah, he has like a crazy tax bill. Like, that's part of the reason why he left, allegedly.
Left where?
America.
He was allowed to leave Africa for a while. He was in Africa for a little bit.
Yeah, I met him in Paris in April.
When did he leave America?
Years ago.
Did he flee?
Yes.
Was it fleeing or did
That's
he just
what
like?
I heard, but they also said that Chappelle went to Africa.
Should have done
a breakdown, so I don't know.
Wesley should just pay this. Wesley, I was like, bro, if you're the only black man getting action scenes, you need to go ahead and just pay them folks. Just go ahead and pay them folks. You holding it down right now. Talib Kweli Green is his whole name.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh,
cool. Yeah. The green is
that green is just so randomly placed.
Hilarious.
With an E at the end.
Everybody's
oh,
well.
Wow.
Is it really?
Wow.
Yes. It should be Talib Kweli Washington. That's how
Talib
that's how
Kweli Green. He had a white name at the end.
That E at the end really tells me what that's what I need to know.
His name was colonized.
Talib Kweli
Green.
I didn't get to see their performance though. I'm gonna go back and check out what Black songs Star. They did because people were saying that they couldn't understand them. So I gotta see. Shout out to the young lady in Milwaukee that got me this button right here. For those that can't see, it says "Eat Me Out." Y'all know that's my saying right there.
Hey.
Eat me out. You know what I'm saying? So it's got the "Eat Me Out" on there, and it's like on a takeout bag. Super dope. And then she also got me this one right here.
Takeout bag?
Yeah. Like, that's how you wear it in disguise.
I like that.
Treat Me Right, but it also says Eat Me Right. So, you know, another one right here. These might be the new t-shirt design. So,
She came out with that herself?
She actually got it from Spencer's. I thought she did. I thought she had made it and everything. I was ready to, like, buy the...
Spencer's?
Yeah.
Oh, those aren't even custom?
Yeah, wait a second. Spencer's Gifts is still real?
Yeah, evidently.
Spencer's is still around in certain malls.
There was
malls.
Already an Eat Me Out pin.
Yeah.
I feel like I owe myself like an inflatable
couch. The fact
it's
going like this, too.
Yeah. Eat Me Out! For those that don't know, I feel like that should be the universal term for like suck my dick. If it's suck my dick, just comes out kind of harsh. You know, suck my dick. Like, oh, wait a minute. The kids are still up.
Eat Me Out's harsh, too, though.
Nah, but Eat Me Out can be anything. Eat Me Out. And it's fun to say.
Eat is arguably a more aggressive word than suck.
Nah.
Eat?
Nah, because eat, you think about
chewing and swallowing.
Well, think about how you eat ice cream, right? Ice cream is way, but sucking is just in one way. Sucking is always gross. Sucking is always
right.
Your cheeks all sucked in, your eyes start getting watery, like that.
I'm more of a visual from suck versus ice cream.
Right, but if we hear. If two women told me the same thing, one was like, I want to suck your dick, one said, I want to eat your dick, I'd be like, that's aggressive.
Well, that's why you say eat me out. This is the whole saying, eat me out, not just eat my
and
dick.
Nobody's
you can
my
say
dick
suck
is
aggressive,
pussy.
Too. Something about dick and pussy are super aggressive, but when you know,
suck is
way more aggressive than eat.
It's tame, right? Eat is like teeth.
You shut your mouth.
Eat is teeth.
No teeth.
You thought I didn't
don't
hear
like
you,
teeth.
But I did.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything.
All right.
Very excited to be here. Shout out to all the people that came out to the show. We have 5 shows in Milwaukee. Shout out to people from Milwaukee.
That's
Waukesha. Looks like Waukesha. North Chicago. All the surrounding areas, man. Appreciate y'all pulling up. This weekend, you can catch Kev and a whole new crew going to be in OKC.
Pull up with no teeth.
Thunder up, guys.
I won't be on that one, but it's still
going
to be good. I gotta go to New Mexico to do something else.
Oh, nice, nice, yeah. Nice.
Okay.
Do some ayahuasca, find myself, get centered again.
Say it again.
Oh,
nope.
Ayahuasca.
See that? I'm lying already.
We're just gonna glaze over.
I just gave you a little thing. I was like, hold on. Let me warn you about this. Let me get you on the right path. That's what you're gonna do.
I don't. So I haven't done ayahuasca. I've done DMT, and I had DMT in like a. So a friend knew a friend that makes it like wax.
Okay.
Like they put it in a valve and you put it on like one of those rechargeable pens and you hit it like a vape.
Mm-hmm.
And it only lasts like 10 minutes.
Right.
But you take 2 hits
it's
and
a futuristic crack pipe.
You will, first of all, kiss my ass. You came in here like Sleepy Eye Jones. Don't talk about me. I'm just trying to see what life is about.
I
actually only hit once. I got gifted it for my birthday earlier this year. No, actually, I've only hit it once.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, ayahuasca has elements of DMT in it, so you're on the right path. You've tried that.
Yeah.
You've done it?
I have.
Ayahuasca?
Twice. Well, it was a weekend. I did it one night and then the following night. It was the most horrific but amazing experience of my life.
She lost
See, here's the thing.
If you had said
amazing, then horrific, I'll... possibly would have wanted to.
Yeah. But you led with horrific. I led with horrific because I, like, went through this whole experience where I saw myself dead several times. And on top of that, physically, your body, you're drugging your body. So, you know, I'm not that big. A bit of drugs goes a long way with me. Yeah, so, you know, talk about, like, I thought I was going to die of heat exhaustion. Like, I'm sweating profusely. My shirt, you could wring it out. I was sweating so much, like, going through the motions. And then I was cold, then I was hot, then I was seeing things, and, like, fucking figures were, like, pulling things out of my body.
Start with the figures pulling shit out of your body. You started with the cold sweats. Talk about
So is it, like, Reiki?
Figures.
But it's, like...
No, it's... You know, it's essentially like, for me, I was in a dream state. So you're meditating, you're laying down, but like the things and visions that you're seeing are very vivid, and you experience, like, the way you feel them in your body, you feel like you're really experiencing them. So at least I did.
That's how I dream every
So these night. Figures pulling stuff.
Yeah, so drugs. Imagine like some type of, like, I equate it to like a gargoyle looking character.
No.
And he was I was laying down, and I looked up, and there was this gargoyle looking character, and like he reached inside of me and like started pulling these, like, just, it was like black smoke or like black something out of me. And then I felt relieved. I felt really light.
Oh, he was helping
me. At first,
you?
I was freaked out because I was like, what are you doing? Because I felt like I was choking. Like this whole thing's coming out of me. And I'm like, okay, I can't breathe. And then it all came out, and then I was like,
and the gargoyle was like,
and then he just, like, nodded and walked off. And
you know,
I was
crazy,
like, okay.
Is that, like, they say angels are scary looking, right? So, like, if we were to see an angel, supposedly, we would be terrified of it. So it could have been, you know, an angel pulling, you know, dark energy out of you, anything toxic out of you. You never know, that type of
thing. That's exactly how I took it.
But, yeah, still, even with that, I heard nothing that
Yeah, where's the
amazing.
Fun part?
Yeah,
part do you turn up at?
The turn up part, it wouldn't be a turn up. The turn up is more so the day after, like, realizing that you've gone through all of that and you survived, and having, like,
Hell
the clarity of understanding.
I,
like,
survived turn up.
It's like an intense cleanse.
Yeah,
detoxification.
Exactly.
Of the black smoke. Have you heard of this gargoyle?
Well, not that specific. Everyone has, like, a different experience, but I learned a lot about ayahuasca and in Latino religions class that I took in college.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of gargoyles pulling smoke out of people?
People see different things. She saw a gargoyle.
What else has somebody seen, like, that you
think
of?
This is not a party drug.
No,
it's
definitely
whatever
not.
Your mind creates for you.
Y'all in there, sweaty, musty,
because, you know, I have a King of the Hill reference, but they did, like, Reiki or whatever, so...
Let me tell you something.
Shrooms is the party
all
drug.
All of this just
Shrooms
tells
can
me.
Can be a party drug.
I just need to stick to drinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I really shine at. You know, we crack the bottle, we throw the top away. We gonna drink that whole thing. And that's where I shine at. I'm not an angry drunk, anything like that. I just be
throwing
chilling, vibing, having a good time. And I will tell you this, though. Anytime I'm drinking, you know me, I'm back on that DHMD detox, because there is no days wasted, and they will guarantee to help you bounce back after drinking. All right, now, there's a big misconception that we need to clear it up right now. Toxins are 80% of the problem. Dehydration is 20% of the problem. Most people think it's just dehydration. DHM detox fights the toxins and uses research science have research to help boost your body's natural response to alcohol. Now, we all like to get it in, you know, however you do, whether you're doing shots, you're doing mixed drinks, whatever, but you don't want to feel like crap the next day. And that's why you need to get on this DHM detox, because it will make sure that you're able to bounce back effectively and still live your life. Now, imagine this. A few drinks on this evening, you're having a great time. The next morning, you wake up feeling normal. That sounds like a great time, right? Absolutely. Who wouldn't want to do that? So that's what you do. You take the DHM after your first drink. If you're having a heavy night, you want to take another packet of the DHM when you finish your last drink, and that guarantees that you're going to wake up feeling rested. You're not going to feel wake up feeling all woozy and lethargic. It really, really helps. So glad that we got DHM back in the building. Mm-hmm. One packet is just two capsules. Like I said, you take it after your first drink or your first couple of drinks, and it goes to work. And you could double up on another packet if you're having a big night. All right, so forget that brain fog and all that gross feeling the next day. Take DHM Detox. It's risk-free right now, so if you don't love it, they'll refund you on your first 10-pack box. So give it a shot. All right, it's a no-brainer. Check out the recovery bundles. It's not just the DHM Detox. They have replenishing powder and everything. No Days Wasted is available right now on GoPuff. If you guys aren't available or you're not hip to GoPuff, check that out. Download that, too, because they got a lot of special deals when you first sign up. Delivery to DHM to your party. Get it to your house in 20 minutes or less. Just search No Days Wasted on GoPuff. And they're having a Black Friday sale right now. It's officially started. Our listeners get 30% off and free shipping in the U.S. Just head on over to nodayswasted.co/DIYS and use the promo code DIYS to check out. And that's going to get you 30% off. Again, that's nodayswasted.co, not com, .co/DIYS and use the promo code DIYS for 30% off. Your order. Holler at your boy.
Yeah. I'm glad they... I don't know if they switched off of the capsules or if they brought them back.
They still got the capsules, but they also got, like, powder. They got, like, a replenished powder.
Right, right, right. I like the powder, but yeah. I'm glad they switched back to the capsules. Yeah. I'm capsuled up right now.
Yeah, for sure. I take them with me everywhere. Once we read up, I started putting them in my toiletry bag immediately. Immediately. We went to Capital Grill last night, went crazy on the Stoli Dolies. Have you been to Capital Grill?
No, I was like, that sounds very wealthy to me.
Capital Grill?
It's
like Mastro's, but like maybe a tier below. But yeah. I've never eaten it.
Oh, you know what it is.
I know what it is, but I've never eaten it.
I will say this: some of the best lamb chops I've ever had in my life.
Do they have a butter cake for the dessert?
They didn't have the butter cake, but they had like
I don't even think I've ever had
berry.
Even before I was vegan, I never had lamb chops.
Something like they had blackberries, blueberries, raspberries together, and then they just had like a vanilla bean cream over it. There was no cake and nothing. It was just the berries and the cream. Yeah, it was pretty good.
What part of the lamb is the chop?
Not peaches and cream, but berries and cream.
Berries and cream. You know what I'm saying?
Berries and cream.
That's what I wanted to ask you. I'm not sure about the lamb chop part. I feel like it's like in this part right here.
I didn't ask that was him.
Oh, okay.
this part?
You said that you felt like you were going to die when you were on the ayahuasca. You felt your hot sweats and cold sweats and all of that. But you're a contortionist. When Hippie sent me your picture to see if you recognize, you were in a suitcase. You were in it. She was in a carry-on. Okay, not a check suitcase, not check luggage. You ain't got to take it up there. They went. She was in a carry-on.
I wouldn't prove I was that easy to kidnap. I would never show that.
Oh, my goodness.
You could pack me?
Yeah, these
somebody
travel
can pack you. How long can you stay like that? Can you stay a whole flight like that?
I'm sure that I could stay probably at least 15 minutes. I don't know about a whole flight. Maybe to Vegas. You could probably pack me to Vegas and carry on.
I can't.
Get her a flight.
I can't hold my breath and tie my shoes for longer than like a minute. Like after that, I like your lungs aren't fully expanding when you're that tight. Mm-hmm. I would pass out immediately. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you do that. How did you become a contortionist? Is it one of those things where you kept hiding like underneath car seats and you felt like you were just really good at this? Or
no, I started with yoga and dance at an early age. Uh-huh. I've been practicing yoga since I was 9 years old. They had a program at my elementary school where they had kids doing yoga.
Wait a second. So what elementary school did you go to that y'all bougie ass
in
had?
In Hollywood.
From LA, right?
In Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Okay.
Elementary
school,
that makes sense. Fifth grade yoga class.
Oh, yeah, because you went to school in East St. They didn't provide that to you.
No, we cleaned bullets. We learned how to repurpose.
Oh, no.
Repurpose used shells, how to pack the gunpowder in, replace the fire and paint, all of that, yeah.
No, but so... doing the yoga, doing the dance, I became flexible, and then I started pole dancing, and I wanted to become like a really top tier pole dancer, and I saw a lot of the performances involved doing flexible tricks, so I was like, let me work on this flexibility, not just off or on the pole, but off the pole as well. And then I decided to push my limits to see like how far I can go. I'm really amazed with how your body can transform, and you know, if you work fairly, you know, avidly towards something, you can achieve that goal. Yeah. So I did a a video with Ripley's, believe it or not, a couple years ago. So if you go to the St. Augustine location, they have a contortion box, and like there's a video screen there, and it's me showing them like different ways to get in the contortion box, like the easy way and then the more difficult way. So that was pretty fun.
Why would someone pick the more difficult way to get into a contortion box?
If they want to try to be a contortionist.
Yeah. Okay.
But like contortions, that's a weird, like, it's interesting because, like, you could have dreams of being a contortionist but just not be flexible. Like, some people just can't bend that way, right?
That is very true. Depending on how your body is built.
So now how much hope you have, you're like, I can't get in that box.
Yeah. I mean, you could get in the box. You just, you know, may not be able to fit properly. You might be sticking out certain ways.
Get your foot in a box.
They actually had drill holes in the box because the one they had before there was no holes. And I guess, I don't know, they may have had some incident where someone got stuck and smushed. So, you know, if you don't have like something to breathe out of and your face is smushed against the glass or the plastic.
Ooh, that's the easy mode, you know, box.
So they were like, let's just go ahead and drill some holes in there so they could breathe.
Is that what Ginuwine was trying to do with that water box?
Oh,
when
gosh.
He passed out?
Was it Chris Angel's like show? Yeah.
No, like, he was trying to, I think he was just trying to like be trapped in a box, like probably hand, because you know what's crazy, like the day that it happened we went to go see Chris Angel the next day, so he was actually performing or practicing for our show. He was supposed to be at our show when we were in Vegas.
Well, yeah, he afraid of water or something in real life.
Genuine?
So he
got
like,
in a box filled with it,
so that's part of the thing, facing his fear. So yeah, that's one of the things that they have you
well,
do
passing like, out seems like something that would happen.
Well, he passed out in 3 seconds, so he really wasn't
in 3 seconds
he didn't even take a deep breath.
He was in there like
so
no.
He just got in.
Oh no.
Okay. I was just wondering. I'm like, was that what he was trying to do? Like,
Ginuwine has
doing?
Always had a fear of being submerged underwater. Mm-hmm. When presented with the opportunity to confront his fears on the episode of
that
Chris Angel's Magic
wasted.
With the Stars, he took it anyway. But the Pony Star never could have predicted what happened once he arrived on set. Okay, so I guess it wasn't for us. So it was for his. He has a new TV show coming out, and he told us about this during the show, Chris Angel's Magic with the Stars. So I guess he was getting ready for that.
Dang.
Yikes.
That was his first star.
Facing his fears. Well, you know, it's interesting. Like, I have a fear of heights, but I also do aerial work where I'm suspended in the air, like 30 feet, sometimes no net. So
30?
Yeah.
No net.
You got to sign something first? Or?
Yeah.
I would
yeah.
imagine so. Shit. Your wheel.
Jesus.
Definitely. 30 feet.
When she said no net, I was like, I'm done.
No
when
net.
She said 30 feet, I was done.
What she said circus are you practicing this at? Where do you go to practice being in the air 30 feet on a, what do you, are you, is it a tie wire or?
No. So there's different apparatuses that I use. Apparati, I suppose.
Is that really
in
the
particular,
plural?
Apparati? I believe so. I'm going to say apparati.
Stiffen apparati. Stiffen apparato.
For instance, okay, let's say, let's go strip club scene. King of Diamonds, Miami. Their pole is like 3 stories tall. Damn. And there's been plenty of girls who have fallen from that shit.
Oof. From the third floor?
Yeah. It's
they
it's,
die?
No, but some have been severely injured. And it's fucking sucky because, you know, you don't expect to fall, but shit happens, you know. So I had performed there before and had a fun time and was able to scale it. I will say that anytime I'm involved in heights and I have the control over it, I'm comfortable. So if I'm holding on to something, I trust myself and I trust my strength.
Right.
No issues there. But if I'm on the top of a building or looking over a ledge or anything like that, my heart starts racing, my palms start sweating, I start freaking out.
Ooh,
I'm
palm
like,
sweating.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah,
horrifying.
Don't sweat when you're trying to hold on to something at 30, mm-hmm. 30 feet in the air. That ain't good at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you were at King of Diamonds. Were you dancing at King and Dawson? You just like, it was daytime. Like, oh, girl, let me try this. Nobody's in here.
No, they had asked me to come out there to perform.
So you were a guest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Damn. Okay, guest performer.
She got money.
Okay, guest performer.
This is 2013.
Niggas put their requests. They put their requests for you?
And we got to get Candace Kane out here, bro.
Is that the same name? Is the same
Candace
name?
Candace Kane.
It's not Candy Kane?
Mm-mm, Candace Kane.
Oh, what a missed opportunity. Be Candy Kane.
But I'm named after Candy Kane, so that's how I came with the name Candace Kane.
All right. Okay. It's different.
Can I call you Candy Kane?
If you'd like, yes.
Okay.
My season is approaching.
It's got to be used somehow.
It's about to be
it is about
Candy
that time.
Kane season. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe Thanksgiving next week.
Is it next week?
Yeah.
It's next week.
Wait, it's yeah, it is. Yeah,
get November and October was just like, all right, let's wrap this up,
bro. Once October hit, second week of October, get ready for New Year's, nigga. Like it is, it's all downhill. Like when time goes back to it, it picks it, it kicks it into third gear. Mm-hmm. We out of here.
The daylight savings halved my days. Cause
oh
now
my
it's
gosh!
Like, it feels like midnight, and it's like, oh, it's 2 p.m.
I get up in the morning, brush my teeth, and get ready for bed. That's how fast the goddamn day goes. It is almost over, baby. Anything after lunch is just like it's a decline. And don't set no meetings with me after lunch because I will miss it. I'm gonna be honest with you.
You guys all staying in town for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, my sister's coming in town. So I'm having Thanksgiving. I'm hosting this year.
You're hosting?
Yeah, I always host. But
you cooking?
I cook.
You cook? Cook, though?
I cook.
Like Thanksgiving cook?
Yes.
What's your, give me your specialties.
What's the lineup?
Like if you had to do it for your life, what's first in order?
I mean, you put the turkey in first after you.
No, I mean like your best.
What my you collard got greens are fire.
Okay.
Macaroni and cheese is fire. I have a really bomb recipe for macaroni and cheese. It has like you make the roux.
I ain't never tasted this mac. I can neither confirm nor deny
you,
this.
Right,
this
is I'm just saying.
I always support debate. You. Now, I always support you. The mac and cheese is something I don't play with. I gotta have the taste test before I support.
I am very confident in mine because I've had so many compliments on it.
The niggas was trying to fuck. Listen. I gotta
taste
it.
So my brother trying to fuck? So
hey, you know, co-workers is trying to fuck.
Ew, no. Like, yeah. No. But no, I get compliments on my macaroni and cheese. I make great cabbage.
You make cabbage and greens?
I make cabbage and greens because you never know. You know, like a variety, you know?
All
right. But yeah, man, so it'd be fun. Janelle makes a cranberry.
The real cranberry sauce?
Yes.
What's a vegan Thanksgiving like?
Vegan Thanksgiving.
Full turkey?
Tofurkey, yeah. Uh-huh. There's a company that I really like called A Rivers Butcher out of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
It's called A Rivers Butcher?
A Rivers Butcher. And it's like a butcher shop, but it's all vegan. They got the cheeses and like the different types of meats like behind the glass and everything.
What?
And like I'm talking about Korean barbecue, fucking maple bacon, you know, brie and all these different like types of delicious foods right now.
But not full
of meat, but delicious.
Okay.
So how about that?
Okay.
usually Thanksgiving, like I like a lot of sides anyway. Uh-huh. So like mac and cheese,
right.
You know, the greens,
right.
A stuffing.
Okay.
I'm all about the sweets. Sweet Miss Candace. I love sweets. So any of the pies, give me sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie, apple pie. My favorite thing, I like to actually make a mix of everything. So it's like a banana, sweet potato, apple pie that I've made.
Wait, I thought you said lettuce on top. I was like, yo, Candace, apple, banana, and sweet potato?
Yeah.
What that look like?
Is it like a sweet potato pie with like fruit chunks?
No, so everything's cut up into pieces.
Okay.
So it's more like on the apple pie side. You know how like there's usually chunks of apple.
Cue it
like
up. I know you got it on your phone. Cue it up right now. Let's go.
I don't.
What?
I don't. Actually, hold on. Let me go.
She's like, let me double check.
Yeah.
You ain't got no photo of it? Let me go up on
you
here.
You bragging about it. Ain't got no photo of this mystery ass fruit pie that you talking about trying to convince everybody to do? I'm not convincing anybody.
I'm just saying what I does.
Now, dressing. Now, Deuces says, how was her dressing, though? Deuces, I want to point out that she says stuffing, not dressing.
You said stuffing.
That's a very L.A. Hollywood.
I wouldn't
term.
Say that's L.A.
No, y'all do stuffing out here.
Yeah, it's stuffing.
We do dressing in the Midwest and the South.
Different. What's
we do dressing
okay,
out
I'm,
here too.
I'm gonna need y'all to break that down for me because I'm a little
stovetop
confused.
Is like stuffing,
stuffing
is, but
like
dressing is like
what our counterparts, our white counterparts do.
We do
dressing. You need the juice from that turkey to pour in that cornbread before you start whipping it up. Okay, you can't do. I mean, you could do it with a broth, but it's better to do it with that turkey juice after the couple of hours. You got your two black cast iron skillets of cornbread. You must that cornbread, and then you put that turkey juice all in there. You mix it all up with your celery and everything. And then you throw that back inside of the goddamn pan that the turkey is in, and then it just all cooks together. That's dressing. Stuffing is you take some breadcrumbs.
Croutons.
And you take some croutons. And you take some chicken broth. And you put that on the stove. And you put the lid over it.
It looks like salad toppings.
Yeah.
And you got stuffing.
Why do you change your voice like that?
Yeah, I don't like those things.
Stuffing. Everybody wants to stuff.
Nobody ever requests that. And I'm also kind of traumatized. Because, like, Lucretia, she hate when I think she's like, stop saying my name.
Lucretia?
So Lucretia
That's
makes...
my mama name.
That's your mama?
Yeah.
Why you call her Lucretia?
Because it's funny.
It is.
It is hilarious.
So that's the inside. That's the
and
cooking.
She, okay. I don't know what it is, but it looks like it was supposed to be a sweet potato pie, but then it had like some sort of like gristle thing in it or like turkey neck or something. I was like, I don't know what this is.
In the pie?
Like, but it's supposed to be like dressing. And she was like, you didn't eat that? I said, girl, no, because I was looking at that and it looked disgusting. I don't know what it is. She's like, you used to eat that. So-and-so. I said,
so she just showed me a picture of this pot.
Let me see.
Let's see.
Okay. I'm going to let y'all know something.
That's the inside.
I don't know.
Wait.
I don't know if I'm rocking with it.
Apple and banana. So that's cooking with the cinnamon and all my...
Oh,
that's
I was like, and that's how it come out? Okay, I was like...
And then that's when I put the little lattice on top.
So it's like sweet potato chunks. Not
the puree.
It's not fruit being warmed up. It's weird to me.
Like, you don't eat apple pie?
Heck no.
Really?
I don't like it. I just tried a couple weeks ago.
It's not great.
Still don't like warmed
up
fruit.
The best version of it is the McDonald's one.
I love an apple pie. Oh, baby.
Keep trying. It's weird.
Listen, if they stop selling the apple pie here and they only do it overseas, man, ship me some apple pies. Matter of fact, ship me some apple pies through ShipStation, okay?
Did y'all get because a hand of the, who was it, Patty's Pies? Was it Patty LaBelle's Pies?
Yeah, the
Patty. Did y'all ship
me
that?
Some, Patty yeah, pies. I did. Try me some Patty Pies with ShipStation, okay? And for those that don't know, you guys already know, you know, St. Angeles is here. She does the candles. Pat has merch. I have merch as well. We've all hopped on this. Candace Kane has as merch as well. We've all hopped on this ShipStation train. You understand me? And this is the perfect time of year for you to really try it out before it really gets into the full swing of the holidays. This is the time for you to not have to worry about all of your shipping costs, all your shipping fees, everything being in the same portal. You can do it all one place, one stop with ShipStation, okay? ShipStation is amazing because you can control all of your outlets through your phone, through their website. You don't have to worry about what website or platform you're selling off of. They work with all of them. Etsy, your own website. It does not matter. You can do all of that. If you're using a default or whatever is cheapest type thing when you go to the shipping, listen, go to ShipStation. It's so much easier. They let you compare all the prices. All right, so you can determine who has the best shipping options for you. You will get deeply discounted rates that are typically reserved for Fortune 500 companies. You don't have to sign up for no long time or anything like that. You don't. The longer you sign up, the deeper your discount. You don't have to worry about any of that type of stuff. All right, over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of those companies that tried ShipStation have stuck with ShipStation for a year or become customers for life, okay? You don't have to keep paying all of these ridiculous fees for your shipping. Get your stuff to your customers. Get it to them and save money. Get it to them effectively and efficiently and keep that money in your pocket so you don't have to worry about that, all right? Listen, if you got any type of e-commerce business, you got it going on, and you want to start saving a little bit more money, this is the way to do it, okay? You can use our promo code DIYS today at ShipStation.com to sign up and get a free 60-day trial. That's 2 months. That's 2 months, people. Come on, what are you waiting on? If you're shipping out T-shirts, you're shipping out candles, you're shipping out bracelets, you're shipping out Protect Your Light shorts, whatever it is, try ShipStation. Use the promo code DIYS at ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 60-day trial. You heard right, free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, promo code DIYS.
Nice.
And ship me some patty pies.
Some patty pies.
I don't know what I thought she was going to say, but wasn't they?
Some patty pies?
Yes.
Sip me some patty pies.
No, patty pies? No, no, no.
No, thank you.
I got a question for you guys. Baller Alert had a funny question of the day. What was cool when you were younger that isn't cool now?
What's cool when I was younger?
What was cool? Like something that was cool when you were younger that's no longer cool.
Just right off the head, making it rain. That's just ridiculous. I don't get the whole excessive flaunting of money, like throwing it in the air, like Drake bought all of those girls, the purses.
See, but that's still cool now.
Yes. Is it though, or is it corny?
I mean, I don't think it, but I think it's
like 6ix9ine just spent. Yeah, 6ix9ine, Tekashi just spent, I think, $300,000 buying bottle girls purses from someplace, and then Drake did it. And I love Drake. Drake's one of my favorite artists. You hear me say he's one of my favorite artists. But him buying those purses, 6ix9ine bought, that shit is just corny to me. It's kind of like, for me, like, I love the up and coming. Right, I love like we're in that space where we're not household names, but enough people know about us. Where we're still growing, we're still popping, we can have fun with it.
So here, so like y'all when you famous. Get, will y'all stop that?
We're not famous. But
you got into the Nita Baker concert for free. They was like, to for free.
Listen.
Wow.
Neither here nor there. The point I'm trying to make is Anita don't know me. Okay? Okay, I'm just saying you still got aspirations. Okay. The point I'm trying to make is, like, I hear a lot of people talk about, like rap artists where they show off their shoe collection. They're like, well, of course you got a crazy collection. You're rich. You're a platinum rapper or whatever. So, like, that up-and-coming thing, that's so great. And also, like, I just feel like money is so precious right now. It's so hard to come by. When rappers or people just throw it up in the money, I feel like that's not cool. I feel like it's mad corny.
Yeah.
That's true. Corny. How about you, Don? Selling guns at the library? That shit used to be dope.
That's still cool, though.
I, you know, it's funny. So my mind kind of went to like immediately like fashion stuff. Like that was cool at one point and it's not cool anymore. But my mind, fashion. Yeah, like I was thinking about clothing or something, not necessarily like making it rain. I mean, and I'm okay with you making it rain on me. If you want to blow a bag on me, make it rain on me, please. I have bills. I can't think of one. I was thinking about, like, I really hate that, and I just thought we would never get back here, like, Y2K fashion. I hate that, but that's trying to make a comeback, and I wanted to stay gone because it was terrible then, and it's terrible now. Like,
fashion always comes back, though.
But they're not, like, there's certain designers that I'm like, okay, I can see what you're doing. You're trying to make this better. It's like Fetch. Like, you want to, like, it's like everybody trying to make that one chick, Julia Fox, happen, like Fetch, and it's just not happening. It's, like, terrible. But that's all I can think of is clothes, but I'm gonna circle back and see.
Okay.
For me, I'd say it's, and I don't believe it, but I think other people believe it. It's dancing. Back when we were younger, going to the parties, yeah. Like people used to dance, and like we have a fucking ball just getting it on the dance floor. But now, like if you start dancing, people kind of look at you weird. Like, are you actually breaking up? Like,
do you
working up a
sweat think
right
that's
now?
An LA thing though?
Yes.
I think it might be an LA
thing. It's definitely an LA thing. Because
I swore off clubs by going to them out here.
Yes.
But I would say depending on, it's like, LA, what region of LA are you in? Like, are you in Hollywood? Are you with us? Like, are you,
well,
where,
here's the
where
thing.
Are you happy?
Like, with us, we brought that culture to that event. Like, that yes. was the, that was the, like, one of the pillars of our event. We danced.
Yes.
Like, when I had Opposite LA, we started that because people weren't dancing in clubs. I wanted to create a place where people really dance.
Yeah.
So we created that culture in that environment right yes. there. So it does matter, but even, like, if you go to a spot in Inglewood, you know, that's, it's not the Hollywood allure and all of that type of stuff, but you still see guys just standing around, like, being hard and all that type of shit. Right. They ain't dancing. They ain't having fun, so... You know, I think dancing is still cool. If
yeah,
you can do
I
it.
Can, I think dancing is
but
cool.
But, like, nowadays, I go to, like, the reggae clubs, like, Pum Pum Tuesday. Because people
wait,
there.
Wait,
what
the fuck is Pum Pum Tuesday?
Pum Pum Tuesday. You yeah,
where's that at?
Pum
I didn't even hear
no,
that.
Obviously, I don't.
It's at El Cid off of Sunset.
Oh,
every
Sunset,
Tuesday.
Yeah. Right?
Pum Pum
turns around.
Vagina, right?
Yeah.
It's called Pum Pum Tuesday.
Pum Pum Tuesday.
Vagina
yeah.
Tuesdays, Coochie so, Tuesday.
What that is, what does that imply? Like what is
the
what's
girls
the theme?
Be up in there shaking their pum pum, you yeah. know? They okay. doing it. Yeah. They bust a thought, line. They do it upon head top, all of that.
I was hoping that would be every party though. So I would so Pum Pum Tuesday might imply a little extra
Man.
Sauce.
Hey. I ain't been
Why
to
you
El
looking
Cid
at me when you
minute.
Said extra sauce?
I was just looking at everybody.
You remember you and when you said the second thing
holler.
You looked at me and I was like, "Whoa,
hit dogs
Patrick,
holler if you got the extra sauce." You got,
well,
you got the extra sauce. You got the extra sauce, I guess.
You got that extra sauce, dog. Let dog tell her. That's what she shined though.
Why you look at me when you said extra sauce? What you trying to say?
I'm just saying.
You've been on enough of our podcast. You've already bragged about it, dog.
Listen, I just be trying to set Pat up. That's all.
Okay, gotcha.
Step Pat up.
Set you up.
Set
oh,
you
set up.
Oh.
Set me up.
I'm not that country today, so stop it.
Today?
She can't get country. Pat, what would you say? Something that was cool.
Damn, that was a good
not
one.
Cool.
I don't know. Trick or treating.
Video games.
I mean, not even obviously growing out of it, but like I don't even think kids should trick or treat at all no more.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's kind of a crazy concept in retrospect.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. The way that I would still go.
You would go as a kid? If you were a kid right now.
If I was like 5'4", I would go because I still look like a kid, kind of.
Well,
I think we're talking about trick or treat.
Like what, everything going on with the fentanyl and all that type of stuff going on. I just feel like it's not the safest activity to do.
I get it, but the kid in me still fuck with it, and I'm just
not take your ass to a mall and trick or treat.
Well, see, back in the day, people actually knew your neighbor. Yeah. It was more comfortable, and you felt confident that you weren't going to get some messed up things in your kid's candy. But nowadays, there are a lot of fucked up people who do not have the mental capacity to deal with children at their door. So I would not want to do it in a place that I feel, you know, like certain areas. Like, you know, even when I moved away from Hollywood, my mom would always took me into Hollywood to trick or treat. Mm-hmm. You know, especially West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like if you was doing yoga, in fifth grade, you know? Hell yeah, I want to trick or treat those neighborhoods.
Heck yeah. Okay, I'll say this. Okay, one thing that we thought was cool that is no longer cool is recording everything. Like, I feel like we had this weird sense.
You did that as a kid?
No. Well, like, when we started getting camera phones. And, like, now, it's like it was like this over-sensationalism that's happening. Like, we didn't need to see Offset, like, I mean, Take Off, like, laying there on, like, everything. Like, it's
everything
one thing if it's a crime
to be recorded
happening.
And shared. But when,
like, I am so tired of seeing people die. Yeah. I am tired. Yeah. So I feel like we need to let that go.
If it ain't for America's Funny Home Video, put your phone down.
Let it go. Let it go.
I can't believe that's still around.
And I know,
F.E. is still out. The video
is hilarious, though. Like, somebody need to submit that video of Meek Mill falling down the steps.
Which one? The ice? When he was on the porch? Oh, that made its rounds. That was
like,
a good time. That made its rounds.
To America's Funniest Home Videos. So, but yeah, that gets on my nerves. That's no longer cool.
I think on the flip side, something that wasn't cool that is cool now is manscaping. You know what I mean? I feel like that's a good way to make sure everything is together and tight and right. Cam, put it on your board real quick. And listen, if you don't know what you're doing when it comes to Manscaped, you need to actually reach out and look into Manscaped, okay? Because long gone are the days where you're just using your T-liners that you shape up your head and your mustache with to shape up your crown jewels, okay? Let that go. Get you some real Manscaped clippers because you cannot go wrong with this. I have loved my Manscaped package since I first got signed up with them. We got the Lawnmower 4.0 now. It's a trimmer. It has the cutting-edge ceramic blades to reduce the grooming accidents. All the little nicks that you get with your T-liners and all of that, that's a thing of the past. You understand me? Think of the past when you get this Lawnmower 4.0, okay? You also got the LED light on it so you can see all the nooks and the crannies. I like to do it in the shower. You know, shower sometimes has a curtain on it. It's kind of dim in there. You got the light on it. You can still see everything that's going on. The performance package is a whole package. It comes with the Lawnmower 4.0. It also comes with the nose and ear hair trimmer. So fellas, if you got any, if that's hereditary, everybody in all of the forefathers, all the uncles of your family got that long nose hair, go ahead and get that together. Nobody wants to be talking to you. Your nose hair just creeping out your nostrils. It's not a good look, okay? And they also have the look at formulations, the crop preserver, which is basically like ball deodorant. Keep the balls and your crop all intact. You get the Manscaped bag as well. So all of the, you keep everything together in the bag. You get your lawnmower trimmer, you get the ear and nose hair trimmer, you get the crop preserver, and you also get the travel bag, the shed travel bag as well. You can't go wrong with this, guys. It's time to step it up. There's no reason for you to be down there and have a whole bush down there. This isn't the 70s. You're not in some video that is very pixelated and people can barely see any of the images. Get it together. And you can also get 20% off and free shipping when you use our code DIYS at manscaped.com. Again, that's DIYS and manscaped.com. It's 20% off. You get the free shipping, all of that, and you get to take your grooming to the next level, fellas. And that's what it's all about. Constantly evolving, constantly growing. Do it today. Manscaped.com. Use the promo code DIYS to get 20% off and free shipping.
Sweet. Is anybody going on vacation? There's only 2 months left. Any vacations? Mini vacations
planned?
I just
got back from vacation.
Where are you going?
I was in... Have y'all seen the movie Shawshank Redemption?
No, you were in prison?
No. No, I was not. Yeah, I just came back. I did a bit. No. They talk about this place called Zihuatanejo in Mexico, and that's actually where I travel with my family, like every year, every other year.
Say it again?
Zihuatanejo. We stay in Troncones. It's a little beach town, like 40 minutes north of like their airport. Beautiful place, real quiet, not a party sound. Mm-hmm. Mostly people who have retired, who've been going there for years and years, stay there. But I was in Cancun. I stayed a week in Cancun by myself. And then I was in Austin, Texas, Seattle. And I'm trying to figure out where I want to go before the end of the year, but I haven't decided yet.
These are all different trips or all
one? Yeah, different trips.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn, she just went on a tour.
Yeah, I started in September. And then
So this is like a little beach town in Mexico that's like ducked off. Mm-hmm. And it's just pretty.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. I stay at the Villa Milagro there. And it's like one of those places where you would stay if you have a group of friends or family. Right. It sleeps up to like 12 people or whatever. And it's like whoever you bring with you, that's the type of vibe that you have. Because there's not really too many other people around. It's really secluded. The place is like right on the ocean. Mm-hmm. So you wake up and you see the beach like right there.
But there's like hotels and stuff?
Yes, on the other side, like in the other part of the town. But this little area, it's probably like 3 miles of businesses, and they're really just local families that live there. And like the places that you can rent are either you can rent the whole villa to yourself. There's a few spots out there that are kind of like hotels, but I use that word loosely because it doesn't look like standard hotels.
Right. You know? Yeah. So you need to know Spanish. So somebody in the group needs to know Spanish to be able to translate.
It would be ideal, but you don't need it.
Were you guys eating at the house mainly, or were you guys going to like the local businesses? And
they have a chef that cooks there like either 2 times or 3 times a day. So we eat there. So I heard about then we go out to the town, you know, like we go to the, like the Roberto's. It's like their nice restaurant out there, and they have like live music, and you know, they eat whatever.
That sounds lit.
I'm like, to hear Spanish. Get the information.
Yeah. Like random places like that. Like
the
hot spots like Cabo and stuff, like when you see it, you're like, okay, cool. But it's like
And I know you're a smoker, so it's safe to smoke out there. You can bring it out there. I've never had issues. I mean, I smelled you when you came in. I had to double check. I was like, is that my purse or his bag? I was like, it's because...
That's called judging a book by its cover, ladies and gentlemen.
That's trusting your nose.
She got a sniffer on her. I tried to cover it with Chanel. She smelled right through it. She's like, oh, okay.
You got to get the Gucci. Covered my Gucci. Floral That's weed. Why you can't
smell
it.
Oh, man.
But you say it's all good out there?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful and it's safe and it's like a real, real nice time, you know.
People look at me and they just, you know, they know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pat.
Guy, I mean, your eyes tell it. And look at they tell, your
you,
eyes like tell
you
a story.
Have beads.
That's, see, that don't
hair.
Do it for me because I had locks for a long time and I don't smoke weed
but
like
did
that.
You have the clamps?
I had shells.
Dead giveaway.
I had the shells in my hair.
I don't know. It's just okay.
Pat just has Pat just has like a new age hippie vibe. Yeah. And it's one of those things like it's very comfortable being me. It's not like it never looks like he's even with the scarf, it never looks like he's trying hard. It looks like that's very Pat.
Last time I went to Mexico, the ATV instructor gave me weed.
Nice.
Just gave it to you?
Just randomly, because people just think I smoke. And I'm just like, I do, but...
I'm curious. Like, you look like someone who smokes. Do I look like a stoner?
You actually look like... No.
You look like you would just go through a Zane book in no time.
Oh, wow.
You would go... I mean,
a
just...
Zane
just...
book.
Glasses. Nah.
Yeah, I was going to say, but we know you're a freak, so it's like, it's fine. Like,
well, she said ayahuasca.
I went through the page. I was like, oh, okay. All right. I see. Yeah, the name makes sense. Mm-hmm. The name makes sense.
Give enough for the she did ayahuasca, so I'm assuming you can smoke you a joint.
Oh, yeah. Two. Well, I smoke a lot. Like, I am a pothead. I smoke all day, every day, you know.
See, my wife just got into that. And, like, I got a couple videos coming for you guys. I told you I just started working with this dope-ass company called Beat. And basically, it's like the Nespresso machines of joint rolling. You put a
Walk-on
in.
That thing is crazy.
And you put a pot in, you press a button. 20 seconds later, the joint pops out, already rolled for you. All you got to do is twist it and light it. And they got, like... 9 different strengths of the weed, too. So, like, I do the THC. I don't really do the,
CBD.
I do the CBD. Yeah, I don't really do the THC. But with that, now I can smoke, too. Because, like, THC just, it's going to put me out immediately. So, I'm able to smoke a whole joint.
That's the only thing it does to you is sleepy?
Yeah. That's when it comes to actual THC, yeah. So, I'm going to make
joint?
A video. Huh?
There's a joint?
The pods have the different flowers in them.
Yeah.
I don't know you can smoke THC.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're smoking.
What?
I mean, the active ingredient in weed is THC.
Pat, what's happening
today? You mean the
CBD. I meant CBD. Yeah, wait, were you talking about THC this whole time?
No,
you were talking about CBD.
I was talking about CBD and THC. So it goes from strips to, like, I think zero is, like, pure, basically all CBD for the most part.
And it's a joint.
One is, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so you can smoke straight CBD.
Huh.
It's dope, though.
Is that like smoking lavender? You know, have you guys ever seen that?
Yeah,
like,
I've never seen people smoke that lavender. Kind of stuff. CBD is its own thing.
I've seen people smoke cloves, but not
some
lavender.
Some people, somebody gave me a giant thing of just lavender, and they're like, light up.
Light up?
I'm like, okay.
It was so much. It was like this
I mean,
much.
You can use it to mix it in. That's what I was thinking. Flavor.
Yeah. Yeah. That might be fun. I was like, oh, that sounds like I'm about to go take a bath.
Mm-hmm.
And just put it in a pot of water and like let my house smell good.
Yeah. I'll do that.
So you be smoking stuff that's so strong that a gargoyle pulling shadows out of you.
Yo,
didn't.
I'm stuck there.
It didn't really affect you.
I'm still stuck there.
She was like, I've had weed this strong before.
Yeah, you know.
Do your worst,
Goliath. I've had a lot of weed in my day, like some moon rocks, some, you know, like I've smoked with some, like I've smoked with Snoop, and his weed's pretty good, you know?
His weed is ridiculous.
His weed is ridiculous.
I don't like it.
Like with fucking Wiz Khalifa. Like all those people got good weed, you know?
I smoked some weed called God's Gift and was never the same.
What?
Yeah, it was God's Gift blocked my blessings for a couple weeks. I was not the same. I was
you sure wasn't laced with something?
No, it was just regular weed. It was out sitting at the table. This is John A. put together a weed show with this dispensary. This was a couple years ago, and Snoop actually came out, and it was like we were like at a long table on this outside balcony, and it was just pounds of weed. Everybody's rolling, and Snoop is rolling them up, and he's just passing them around. And I didn't smoke at the time either, but Snoop, who gonna miss an opportunity to smoke with Snoop?
Right.
So I sat down next to Snoop. Pass me the joint.
Oh,
I hit it twice.
Boy.
Boom, I'm good. Pass it around. He fired up another one. Hit that bitch twice. And I knew, like, coughing always activates the weed for me.
Yep.
It's like jump-starting it. And I felt the cough coming. I tried to swallow real quick. It was good. That bitch came back up.
And
I said, boom. I said, boom. That was it.
No.
Like, if you got to cough and you're about to choke, if you swallow real quick, for the most part, it'll push it down. Especially if you're choking. But that cough came up like with a vengeance, too. It was a hard one.
But coughing opens up your lungs more. That's why you get higher when you
cough. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
It pushes
through. That's why I only do like 2 hits and I'm good. Because anything more than that, I know it's a cough. No, because I know it's a... No. I know it's a cough coming, and I'm like, nope.
Oh, you smart.
I can't be like that.
She gets out pre-cough.
I'm like, let me just wait, and then I'll go back.
She be like, hey, Trey, let me out.
Now, have you ever taken a dab?
No,
I don't do them anymore.
Now, I've been really, like, what you was feeling, that hot cold, now that happened to me with an edible on a flight, and I thought I saw that little creature thing on the plane, and I was freaking the fuck out. I was in the middle seat, and it felt like it was like a gargoyle in my stomach, though. It was scratching, like, at the inside.
Oh,
and
no,
I was like, okay, somebody give me something.
That's
but I was
bad
just
edible,
drenched,
too.
Yeah. Drenched. Oh,
that was an edible laced with laxative.
Yo. On land, it's
that
great,
like you had
but
the bubble
in
guts.
Air, I don't know. It's something about going over the Rocky Mountains, y'all, every time, and I said, okay, I got
to
stop
boo-boo?
Doing this shit. No. It's like something with the elevation levels, and it took me out, and I'd be freaking out.
Have you ever had salvia?
Damn, what is... No, hell no. Salvia?
They used to sell it at, like, Venice Beach.
Yeah,
it was, like,
remember
wacko
they
tobacco,
got a little
pass. Right? Yeah. Oh, my God, I will never again. I had the lowest dose. It was, like, I think, like, 5 out of, like, I don't know, 100 or something.
Why'd
like
you
that.
Buy it?
It was me and my friends cruising down Venice, hanging out, you know, like LA kids do. And we're like, fuck it, let's try it. Like, we see it, might as well. So we did the lowest dose, and they were like, you know, it's only high for like 5-10 seconds
what that mean?
Or something
you roll
like
it,
that.
You roll it
so
in
you roll it like you. We, I think we did it like in a pipe. So put it in there, and it only lasted like 15 seconds. But it's 15 seconds. I was rendered speechless. I could not speak. I was laughing so hard, trying to explain to the people that I was with that like the artwork that's on the building, like the eyes were like blinking and like things are moving around. And it was like the quickest.
Is that sure?
I'm like,
no, I don't know. I don't think so. Salvia? Is that? I don't know.
Kim?
Is salvia sherm? We don't know. I don't know.
Can
we get
good.
An answer?
No.
But yeah, ever since then, I mean, that part was fun. But then afterwards, it was like, I felt like a come down from it. And I'd only taken like a puff of it.
Yeah.
And I did not like the way it felt. I remember telling him, I said, I feel like a piece of my soul left when that Ooh, shit came. I'm good. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm good on that, I'm man. Good. That so sounds, no that sounds, that sounded worse than.
You've had a lot of
taken
yeah.
twice.
Yeah. I'm like,
it's not shrooms, it's its own thing. It's just a plant that causes psychoactive.
Salvia?
Psychoactive properties, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, shrooms was like pure shrooms, like actual caps and stems. I like it, but I don't. The high lasts way too long unless you're microdosing. Mm-hmm. I ain't got enough time to be high for 12, 15 hours. And you got to plan your whole weekend around shrooms. We really do it.
I'll
but I know
do
a lot of the people that I do.
The chocolate version.
I do those, the microdose. But sometimes I don't always feel like eating the chocolate either. I'm not a real big sweet person. But like the real shrooms, like you, bro, like a lot of people I know, they do a whole like ritual with it. Like they go with like what they want out of this trip and what they would like to discover about themselves. It's mm-hmm. not just about drug use and doing it recreationally. Yeah, it's really like a spiritual journey to maybe unlock something in themselves or something that they've been dealing with or something they want to like get to the next level with. So I respect that. You know, like you're doing it for a purpose. But yeah, shrooms, it's too long.
I don't like doing shrooms and partying. Like I went to the Van Gogh Museum on shrooms.
Oh.
And that's when I realized like I can't be in public. This is like a chill.
Especially the Van Gogh Museum. That was probably
Oh, yeah, it was like a bunch of potato farmers. Their fucking faces were melting. I was like, what the hell?
Sounds good in theory, but like I've noticed that also like terrible. When I'm on shrooms, I don't like traveling. I don't like being transported anywhere because the momentum and
starting and stopping.
Yeah, the starting and stopping it makes it a violent
death
trip.
Perception.
Yeah, my death perception actually isn't affected by shrooms. It's more affected by weed than anything. My death perception and my equilibrium are truly affected by weed because I feel like I don't know. Like I always tell people, my ears get hot first. And now, like, you know, all your depth perception and everything and equilibrium is in your ears. So, like, I feel like that's where my high always starts. And it's like trying to type is a... like, getting high and trying to type anything is...
That's you try to do all my emails.
Oh, right. that's why we get it the next day, Pat. We be texting Pat about some stuff, Pat be high. He was like, yeah, man. I'm like, Pat, we talked about this 2 days ago. What are you talking about?
And you're just chuckling away. Like, what? I'm not saying. I text Pat on my chat. Hey, what's up, Dom? I text you 2 days ago, Negro. Like,
but I be busy. It wasn't because I was just generally high, just like sitting there. I couldn't answer. I was high.
Like that commercial back in the day.
I will go to my nightly 3 a.m. go to the bathroom and then Patrick is online. I'm like, Nick, when do you sleep? And then I'm up at 6:30 and then Patrick is up.
I've been sleeping like
what's
three
a normal
hours.
Day for you, Pat? What's rising none. To like go to sleep?
There's none. There's no It's just it'd be different all the time. Like Monday is my normal day because it's the closest thing to a schedule I have.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to like do my notes. And my emails, everybody's hitting me up, like, tell me what's late. I gotta like go through the shows.
Tickled much?
Yeah, cause y'all don't know, man. Like,
this is the only structure.
Listen, for those that are creators, just know that you always will struggle between business and creative. There's always like that struggle. You know, some people are 50-50. I like to think I'm about probably 60-40. 60 business, 40 creative. I'm always like, my name's attached, so I got to get it done. Like, I'll stay up all night, get a report done in high school, college, all that type of stuff. Pat is 98% creator.
Mm-hmm. That's not true.
Yes, it is.
I'm actually really, really good with business. I just handle it my way. It's chaos, but it's like when you have like a messy room, but you know where everything is.
It's a controlled chaos.
Right. Uh-huh. So I would say like, it's going to be behind because my line of work is creatively exhausting. So for instance, like for Roast Me, the season of Roast Me that's out, every cut is 50 minutes. So it will probably take about 4 to 5 hours to get through that. And I have to do that same episode 3-4 times and they keep sending it back. Like there's times I'm just like, hey, I need to wait till tomorrow. Not because of the deadline, but because it's like I can't watch that shit again.
Well, you shouldn't be doing that stuff for more than 3 hours at a time anyways.
Right.
So I would just say like there's stuff that I let get, it's not like late like past the deadline, but it's just like
you don't get it to us the day that it's due.
Like producers that work with me know to be like, you know, remember this cut's due right now. This cut's due right now.
What did your teachers used to say in school?
So much funny shit. My mom reminds me every chance she gets. My third grade teacher called me the question king, which was her way of cutely saying I was annoying. I just asked questions about everything.
You guys see that on Squadcast all the time as well. But I admire somebody that is not afraid to admit something that they don't know and ask questions. Because a lot of us won't. A lot of us will just pretend you'll hear somebody use a word that you don't know and you just hope that you can understand it via context clues. Pat will ask, like, what's that? Wait, what's that mean?
The way that Google dumb. Is my best friend.
You say what?
I will Google something.
But
like,
if you're in the middle
of
a conversation, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to remember. I'm not going
to
remember the word.
Let alone how to spell some of it.
Yeah, I was just saying, that's my thing. I won't remember how to spell it. Or know how to spell it. So I have to say something at that moment.
I will Google something real quick. Or even in the middle of a conversation, I'm like, hold on.
People just stop making up stuff around me, too. Because, like, not even just, like, I just, like, get into curious mode and I'll start Googling and they're like, ah, never mind, I was lying.
Yeah. Well, I still be lying. I still lie.
No, he'll to hear will push through.
Oh yeah.
And he'll tell me that Google's lying. He'll straight face tell me like, nah, that's
you gotta see it through, baby. If you don't believe the lie, nobody else will.
Look, the way my short term is set up now, I'm like, fuck, what did I say like 15 minutes ago?
Yeah.
And then I was just like,
well,
I
that's why
just
I always tell somebody that I am lying. I'm lying, nah, I'm just kidding. Because I'm not gonna remember that lie to keep it going. Only lie I remembered was like Tiny Mic Gate, and that's because I was seeing that mic every night. And so I left it out intentionally near the microphone, the little thing to keep it going. But yeah, that was like the longest running lie that I did.
That's low key one of the things that was cool when I was a kid that ain't cool anymore. Is like lying and sneaking around. Like I don't got
Yeah.
You reach a certain point and you just don't give a fuck.
Let me ask you a question. When it comes to dating, I didn't look at you, dumb. I actually avoided you altogether.
Your head was tilted. I'm like, oh, shit.
Now, when it comes to dating, is it easier to tell somebody the truth even though you know it may hurt their feelings? They might not want to hear that. Or is it easier to tell that little white lie just to, like, get past that little hump for y'all?
Do not fucking lie to me. Because I feel like you're taking away my right to choose, like, or to make some sort of like decision
that.
Or how, to, like,
decision.
How to move. Like, mm-hmm. I hate that. And I just ask people for honesty, mm-hmm. and people just still be lying. And sometimes you'll be too old to lie.
You always give it to them, right? You always give it to them straight?
And now I am aware that I have a tone, so
yeah,
I am
you have a tone.
Yep. Yeah, right now.
Yeah, right now.
Really?
No.
I mean, no, it's not right now.
I was like, really? I'm like, here we go again. I'm like, great, mom. You're in my head. No, but I really try to be gentle with people, and people think I'm being condescending to them, but it's really me being endearing mm-hmm. and really being honest with them. And they're like, I don't like it. I was like, what did I say?
Well, most people aren't going to like anything that's going to be challenging or if it says something, they will immediately take offense to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Trying
to
defend themselves. But
people.
So if you smash somebody and the dick game was trash, right? Dick game is trash, but he treats you like a queen. Shopping, food, and all of that type of stuff.
Smash you're gonna that's her dude.
That's her dude, but they dating, right?
Dating.
But
okay.
They almost on the point of exclusion, right? But trash dick. You're gonna tell him, hey baby, this dick is trash, but I love the way you treat me.
Whoa.
No. Let's just keep it real.
There's no reason to say that.
There's certain things that I feel like, okay, so I am
don't take away his choice.
No. I will try certain techniques before we get to that point, but I would say let's have a conversation because I also realized like you, all pussy not created equal, just like all dick not created equal.
Hilarious.
Everybody don't want to be fucked the same way, right?
Micro penis. I'm talking about
that happened to me, and do I date that person?
You had a macro penis.
No, he was Asian, like German or something. Yes.
Oh no!
I can only halfway feel it on top.
What's micro?
Like
okay,
this?
Okay, so now look, I got a, you know, I have long fingers, right?
You do have some long fingers? Goddamn.
Yes.
I never.
You
said
know,
that.
Long people with long fingers, they're very intelligent. I'm smart. So okay, so y'all see this thumb, right?
Long ass thumb.
We're not going to include the bottom half, just this part.
Damn.
So that's still, when you in hindsight,
Jesus
that's
Christ.
Small. That's like 2 inches, right?
In hindsight.
Yours is about 2.5.
Do
you
this example on someone else's
hand. So the nails
hand.
Are long too, so that adds
use my
length.
Hand yeah. as an example.
No, that's not, smaller. So yeah, like
his
no,
is about
no
the pass is about 2 inches.
You got my that's pinky toe, my pinky as your thumb. Holy shit!
But would you tell him
Patrick,
that, Dom?
Why your hands small,
Dom?
Hey, don't
try to get away from him. Would you tell him that sex is trash? That's the truth.
That I would say, hey, on the intimacy level, like the sexual intimacy, I think we have, you know, a little work to do. I've had those tough sex conversations before.
Okay.
So,
you can grab something over there, huh?
I'm not insecure about a lot of things, Joe. I'm going to be honest. And it's always been my hands. Because
hey,
can you do my,
you got very nice hands, though. They're yeah, very great for, like,
hand
model hands. Yeah, hand like, models, yeah. For rings and stuff like that.
Or Universal Studios.
Bitch.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sorry. And I don't like
this
doing Grinchmas. That to people. I'm sorry. I don't like calling men bitch. And I only do that when they really piss me off.
Can I take a photo of you taking this the star off of a tree? I just want to close up.
That was so aggressive.
What is wrong with you?
Take your star off my tree.
This is for pussy. Taking it back.
What about what about you, Candace? What about the white lie? Being honest, how's that work for you in, like, relationships?
Have I told white lies? I sure the fuck have.
Mm-hmm.
Do I continue to tell lies? No.
Okay.
That was a white lie. This is what happens. The shit's gonna come out anyway. Even if you don't say it, the actions will tell.
Yeah.
So you can say, yeah, I'm happy, but if I'm open around all the time, you can see that I'm not happy.
Right.
So I might be saying it with my words, but everything
actions
else is
don't tell. Yep.
So I'm like, you might as well just.
Yeah.
How would y'all do that though?
How would I let somebody know that they're
like, okay, I'm
sex
is
awful?
You're about to tell me I'm texting in the kitchen.
Oh, okay. Hey, my love, sweetie, you are the light of my life. I so enjoy everything that we do together. However, I do want to have some discussion and see if you would be open to trying some new things.
Okay. With what specifically?
Well, when it comes to our sex, I think that there can be some room for improvement. And I believe that, you know, the passion is there. I love the way you look at me and the way we kiss is so great and all of that. However, I would like to feel a little more than what I'm feeling in the nether regions. So
well,
I
mean?
Found online they
you
have
screaming.
This sleeve that you can attach to yourself. And if you are interested, we can give that
a
try. It's a sleeve for your penis.
Okay.
You would insert your penis into the sleeve, and then you would have a big black
turtleneck
penis on top of yours.
An extender penis?
It is
exactly.
There.
Exactly.
It is there.
Exactly. Something like that.
Wait,
know, we can give it a try, see if
that,
we like it, and if it doesn't work. And
my penis
I'll still
isn't
suck
doing
it.
It for
I will
you?
Still suck it. I will suck it with so
the
much
extender?
Pride.
The extender?
No,
or the real
you,
one?
Baby. You.
Yeah,
of course you. You were going to get that sloppy toppy, that Gok 3000. I got you, baby. However, I want to get Gok 2. So can we make a deal?
So my size is the problem.
It is.
Now let's scene real quick.
Yes, that's...
First of all, that was amazing.
Thank you. Thank
I love the compliment sandwich
real,
the way
hurt.
She did it.
Yeah.
Like, It was amazing. How did you feel in that situation? Like, honestly.
You know what's crazy? I didn't know about the sleeve. So
that's a real thing.
I found that out as I was fake being told. So it hurt, but you made it. That was the easiest.
That was the most painless way.
Good
job.
Yeah.
Come on, Candace Kane.
But
great job.
The one part I was like, maybe I fucked up here, because I don't think any dude in that situation wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or, you know, sometimes, like, I'm clearly hands on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like, and I'm big on, like, toys and stuff and whips and chains and tie me to the ceiling.
Kink, yes.
So,
you been tied to the ceiling?
Baby, tie me to the ceiling. but I'm
it's like
now
what?
About,
I can't fuck you.
But if for somebody that's really afraid or not able to use their words, and if that's something that you can introduce, you can kind of play around with different things and kind of bring it in. And
but your partner has to, one, for a lot of guys, we have to have that space created by you where we feel comfortable to be vulnerable with toys. A lot of guys look at toys as the opposition. You know what I mean? Like, that's my enemy, or it's not that I don't look at him as my teammate.
Tag team with the rose.
Yeah. But I, you know, y'all watch More to the Story. You know me and Farron, we with all the shits. All the shits. So, that took a while because I had to get comfortable in a space where I felt vulnerable until I felt comfortable trying these toys and stuff like that. And I think that the way that you did that, the way you said, the words that you used, the compliments, you know, starting off, say, you know, bigging them up, loving my life, all of that type of stuff. I thought that was the perfect way to do that. So
she said, get a new dick, too. But it didn't all the way feel like it. But I don't know.
Well, listen, it's about almost about that time. Real quick before we get up out of here, Dom, you want to tell them when they can find you? If you got anything you're working on, you want to let them know any sales coming up for the holidays, anything like that?
Yeah, I'm going to drop a newsletter. I am going to clear out some kind of like imperfections in the line. But
what line?
My Kindle line. So like, just like maybe a wick is crooked or something, or like the sticker, I messed up on a sticker and I was like, I can't sell this. Like, so I will be, I'm going to drop a newsletter in a couple of days. Be on the lookout for that. I'll post it on my St. Angeles page. I also was featured on a King of the Hill podcast.
Come on.
Yeah, there's a rewatch show that they have. It's called Bwaha.
It's called Bwaha?
Like, Bwaha. And I will put that link in my on my stories as well, because I do have a promo code, but you have to listen to the show to get
secret
that promo
code.
Yeah, and then I also still have the 30% off your first purchase at slidejewels.com.
Yeah, businesswoman.
Yeah, you know, get your, it's the toy season of giving. Tis the season. Get your girl or get yourself some nice accessories.
Hey, you know what you should sell?
What I should sell?
Finger foods.
You ain't gonna make it to the end of this episode.
I'm done. We're no longer friends, Pat.
Candace Kane, what do you got for the people? Where can they find you? Anything you want them to look out for? What you got for them?
You can find me at Sweet Miss Candace. That's MSCANDACE Candace. And I am a teacher of a lot of things. I teach pole dancing. I teach flexibility. I teach handstands. So if you're interested in any of that, I have like a book now button on my Instagram page. And I also have merch, stickers, t-shirts, sparklers. If you're a dancer and wants to, you know, put sparklers on your shoes and do tricks like that, you can find those on my Etsy. I have a show coming up called The Desperada Show. That's going to be December 1st and 2nd at the Vermont Hollywood. It's the story of the untold women of the West, and it is a badass aerial show featuring some amazing women being suspended, doing tricks and holding each other, and it's fantastic. So I'll be doing that. You can always catch me doing burlesque at Next Door Lounge in Hollywood. I am there pretty much every weekend, unless I'm not. But check me on the Instagram. I usually post. And I think that's me.
Strong as hell.
There it is.
Pole dancers be strong as hell.
Pat, you got anything for the people?
No, not really.
Can you lift your leg up?
I couldn't get in a suitcase.
Like this?
Like this? Whoa! Damn, that's your leg?
Look.
Wait, go back up.
Like,
what the?
With so much ease.
Oh, there it is.
That's gonna hurt later.
I can't do that. Pat, what you got for the people?
I'm gonna start stretching though.
Black Friday sales at Protect Your Light. We got some new gear coming out as well.
Swimsuits coming soon.
Swimsuits in this weather.
we show spring summer.
I need some cloud shorts so I can make a twerk video.
What color you want?
Do you have green?
Green cloudy shorts coming out soon.
Smart man. And then you can go to hearmore.com for all my merch shows, all that type of stuff. Website will be updated this week for the following shows. Still on tour with Kev on stage and Mel Mitch. Mel Mitch is the young lady that makes the Black Hogwarts videos and also the Black Avenger videos. Very funny.
Oh, nice.
An amazing show. You guys will miss out. If you come to your city, make sure you get your tickets early because they have been selling out. Also during the Black Friday sale, and then also be looking out for that new partnership with Bead within the espresso machine that rolls your joint basically for you. Other than that, man, thank y'all so much for watching. Shout out to the Scary Squad for pulling up. As always, we love and appreciate y'all. Shout out to our special guest, Dom, a.k.a. St. Angeles, and also Candace Kane. As always, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.
Later, guys. Peace, guys.